Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I thought people would really be interested in this, despite all the other news going on. The fact that a major school district, one of the best in the state, without a doubt, even nationally, a very good school district, Unionville Chadsford, had an incident where apparently some kids were drinking and admitted to it, maybe several or more, at a football game. Now, you know the legal implications because of driving and everything else that's involved. And this went back and forth. A lot of them got a 10-day suspension. Parents were angry about this. This is a school district where, I don't know, it's like 100% graduation rate, third highest SAT scores in the state. These kids want to go to college, not just any college, but the best colleges, the most prominent. And this would be on their record. Should it be ultimately expunged, I think is what they're examining, if there's a period of good behavior and what that period is and whatever else you have to do. I got as many emails on that as government shutdown or anything else, Twitter, Facebook, and all the rest. So we're happy to bring you, very happy, that Jeff Hellrung, who is the school board president in the 4,000-student district, is joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for coming on to talk with us.
You're welcome, Dom.
Well, when I went back and I read, you probably know I'm a former teacher, I read the policies that you guys have. Our chaplains are praying for you, even though that's not allowed in schools, because I see all the things that you have to figure out. I was impressed that you guys have crafted statements in here, what to do if someone falsely accuses someone of sexual harassment. And Jeff, I say all that because I think people realize by now how difficult it is to be fair in all these policies.
Well, we do our best to support our students.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you now about this this matter here. Exactly what happened? Someone sent me something and said some students had a bottle of Gatorade with some vodka in it, and they took a few sips. Why is this such a big deal? What's your sense overall of what happened in this incident?
Well, I can't really talk about individual circumstances,
okay,
but in general, we learned that there apparently had been multiple instances of consumption of alcohol and also of a practice called juuling at a home football game.
And this juuling is some kind of some kind of e-cigarette?
It's a type of e-cigarette, yes.
Why is that so offensive to the code of conduct?
Well, I think this is quite concerning because it could be potentially very dangerous. I think that the substances that may be inhaled in this device are not regulated, not controlled. It could present a real serious health danger to our students.
Yeah, because you probably, I don't know if you follow this, I see people mocking that, and that's why I asked you, and when I researched it, I agree with you. There's some concern about exactly what's in this form of e-cigarette that you confront it. So these kids then, almost pro forma by the rules, get a 10-day suspension, a number of them, right?
It's been our practice over at least the last 10 years that alcohol violations of that sort, the consequence is a 10-day out-of-school suspension. That's straight from our student disciplinary code.
Why that severe? Now, a suspension, you and I think, would agree that suspending a kid out of school is a very, very big deal because they're not there interacting. It goes on their record and all. And 10 days is a lot. Did you guys think maybe this illustrates that's a little bit too much for this?
Yeah, Dom, I think that's a good point. I mean, if we go back to our mission of empowering our students for success in life and to contribute to society, and part of that is helping our students learn to be accountable for their decisions and learn from those consequences. And so we think that there need to be some serious consequences for serious misbehavior so that it's a learning opportunity so the students can grow and develop. But that policy that's in place hasn't changed substantially for 15 years or so. And I think over the past 15 years, there have been some important changes, one being about 10 years ago, the introduction of the common application for college applicants. And that includes a portion where we need to report if there have been any disciplinary suspensions. And secondly, I think there's been a growing awareness of what you just pointed out, that maybe lengthy out-of-school suspensions are not best for kids. Maybe you can communicate that message and help students, you know, understand and cope and have an appropriate consequence with less than an extensive.
I think that
maybe
makes
they learn as much in 5 days as they learn in 10.
Exactly right. Now, what you do have is the hammer, though. I'll use that word. You in your position, it's different, but you're in a school district, fortunately, where kids not only want to go to college, as I see it, Jeff, but they want to go to the better, more prominent, more successful, the cachet of that. And you mentioned that common application. So if that's on their resume, I'm a product of Catholic schools, Jeff, and the nuns always told us there was a permanent record from birth almost to death. You know, it's written down somewhere. These kids are aware of that. So that's why you guys seem now to be looking after a lot of parental back and forth about expunging that after a period of good behavior. Is that pretty much accurate?
Yes. It used to be that when students got a suspension, they got the consequence and they left all that behind when they graduated. Now, with the common application, that suspension stays with the student, and the colleges that they apply to see that. And that may not have been the original intent, you know, of the policy when it was really put in place 15 years ago. So we're trying to learn from all this and put policies in place that may be, you know, more suitable toward helping develop these kids into the kind of, you know, accountable and responsible kids that we're trying to develop.
All right. Now, you mentioned the word. We're talking with Jeff Hellrung here, who is the president of the school board out there in Unionville, Chatsworth. Jeff, I got a number of emails, though. I got people calling in saying, too harsh, alcohol. I did this when I was in school, 10-day suspension. But then I got another whole segment, and a lot of them, you just mentioned the word accountable, saying, well, if you don't allow that to be on the record, even if they have good behavior after that, then you are not giving the colleges and others an accountability look here. You're not telling the truth about what went on during this kid's four-year career.
Yeah, we're trying, Dom. We're trying to kind of find a wise balance to those two sets of concerns. Currently, the administration gave us a proposal that would allow, we're using the word rescission, that the suspensions could be rescinded under certain conditions. And in order for that to work, the kids would need to have no further, first of all, it would only apply to first-time offenders.
First time, okay.
Secondly, they would have to have no further disciplinary issues for a certain period of time, and they may have to meet some additional criteria as well. You know, we want to make sure that the lesson was learned and the kid comes out of it, you know, wiser.
Well, excuse me, Jeff, but that last part that you said about meeting other conditions, having to do some other things, I think that is golden to me, you know? That makes, that makes a big difference there, what you've just said. That really throws the accountability thing back, depending upon how intense that would be, what you have to do to make up for this.
Exactly. And, you know, things that were related to the offense might be particularly appropriate, you know, in that way.
Absolutely.
So
well,
the other part
go ahead.
The other part of that, Dom, is, and I think personally this is important, the, you know, if the student met the conditions that were set up, showing that they had learned, you know, from the event, the student would have to appeal for rescission, you know, not the parent, mm-hmm. not anyone else on behalf of the student. We want to put that on the student. It would go to the superintendent, and the superintendent would take the whole consideration into account. It would be up to the superintendent's discretion whether or not to grant the rescission or not. I think the superintendent would be thinking that if the consequences had been, you know, put in place and the student had learned from the experience and had demonstrated good behavior and was, you know, we were proud of the student going forward, the superintendent would be inclined to accept the petition from the student. Maybe the superintendent would speak with the student. You know, whatever
right.
would happen would be at the superintendent's discretion.
Well,
so I think that sort of balances those two sets right. of concerns that you laid out.
I hear you. No, I think this is a tremendous conversation, Jeff, and I'm glad you guys are looking at this and considering it. And this will come up in March, I guess, a lot more of the details, right?
Yes, we've already got a first draft of the rescission policy, and really all the board members that were present were supportive in principle. And I think all of us thought that we needed to maybe make a few adjustments. Different board members had different suggestions about how mm-hmm. it would work. For example, if a student had been suspended and then had a period of good behavior but had what we call a level A offense because they were 3 minutes late for class, you know, maybe that should not disqualify them for applying for rescission.
Well, exactly. So, exactly. I get it. There's a lot of repercussions to this. Jeff, thank you very much. I hope that we continue once you guys formalize this to talk about it with you.
Good. I hope so, too. And let me just point out that rescissions is one issue. The other issue is revising the disciplinary policy and looking at things like length of suspension
right.
and things like giving administrators more discretion in handing out punishments depending on mitigating circumstances. That's going to be a little bit longer term. Our administration is doing their due diligence on that, and that will be unfolding as well, but on a later timeline than the rescission policy.
Very good, Jeff. Thank you. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.